Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who was, who is, and who is to come, the Almighty. Amen. We believe in God, the Eternal Father, and his Son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Ghost, says the Mormons in their Articles of Faith. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me, with God as our Father, goes the pop song from the 60s and the 70s when I grew up. We listen to the words of the Muslims as they say, there is but one God and only God. Of course, they add, Muhammad is his prophet. Too bad none of this is true. What they have are not only false fathers, but they also have false Jesuses too. We should not be surprised. Satan is a liar and the father of lies. Remember, it didn't take him more than 3 or 4 verses upon appearing in Genesis before he was lying. After all, he said, you won't die, but you will be just like God, knowing good and evil. Lies from the very beginning. He's gotten the better of us since that day he sold that first big one to our first parents. What's behind it, though, is all lies, and that is what we tend to buy. What is behind all this lie is that everything is supposed to be about us. Remember that first line which he bought, you shall be like God, when he fell, and when he gave it to our parents, what we all bought. You should be like God, knowing good and evil. We should be in charge. It should be us that it's all about. But it's not who we are that makes a difference here or in eternity, but it is who we know. It is not who our father is by some sort of biological evangelism program whereby Lutherans have lots of kids. It is not by who our teachers are, no matter how blessed and wonderful they are, how great and wise, like perhaps the elder Dr. Scare. It is not who we know or who taught us that makes a difference in the end. It is not what nation we were born in, even though we have great blessings as Americans. It's not being an American that's going to make a difference between God and us. And as if that's not enough, it's not about what we have done either. After all, we could take our kids to church, make them go to confirmation class, attend every Sunday school and Bible class that has ever been invented on the face of the earth, and in the end, it would make not a hill of beans of difference when we stand before the throne of God. Because, after all, there is, in the background of everything we do, still a little bit of that original sin that came from our father, Adam, and our mother, Eve, that is a part of our lives to this very day. Be all that we can be, we are told. Have it your way. And we kind of believe that. We think that worship has to be our way. We think that our lives ought to be run so that we can be comfortable and retire in a nice little cottage off in a place somewhere in the hills, maybe next to a lake, maybe with some good hunting and fishing. We think that our lives should all be about ourselves. But that is really just about the lie which Satan gave to us. It is not what we have done or who we are that makes a difference between us and God in the end. And it's not about the Jesuses that we like to invent to make him more comfortable and palatable to us. It is not the Jesuses who is, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear, who wouldn't point out to us that we really should take up our cross and follow him. It is not about a great and powerful God who is going to kick the rear ends of every Muslim and every Mormon on the face of the earth. It is not a Jesus who is comfortably going to approve of everything we do, but get everybody else. Any Jesus you see other than the Son of God himself who went to the cross is not a true Jesus, but a false one. And any father that excuses us of who we are without the cost of the cross is no true father either, but someone we have made up. If we do not have the true Jesus and the true Father, whatever we build will be built out of wood, hay, and stubble, and put on shifting sand. And when the troubles of this life hit, and when the inevitable payback for this world's sin comes at us, be it in a natural disaster or be it in a disaster of human making, all that we have built with great studies and great investments in wonderful evangelism programs and in all of the devisings of human beings, if they were not built on the cross, are going to collapse, and great will be the collapse thereof. Instead, we should do what we have been asked to do by our Father, our true Father, and that is to hear the one whom God has sent. You remember the Mount of Transfiguration, the disciples gathered in executive committee with Jesus, Moses, and Elijah, with the glory of God and Peter's great idea to extend this by building a place for everybody to stay. When God decided to speak to them and said, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." And that's what it's about, is knowing the real Jesus and hearing the real Jesus. It's about knowing Jesus, who all the glory of God was all his, set it aside and became a human being. And though as a human being had the right to rule the world, yet set it all aside, not believing yet another lie of Satan, but instead went the way of the cross. And having gone to the cross, bore with us all of our sins and our self-centeredness, and paid for it there once and for all. And having risen from the dead, now gives us new life through the waters of holy baptism, through the sacrament of his body and blood, through his word preached and listened to and obeyed every day of our lives. It is Jesus that makes the big difference. No, there probably isn't anything particularly wrong about one program or another, or even about being ablaze for Jesus or any other thing that we do, providing, of course, it is built upon Jesus and what he has said and his words. For it is, after all, Jesus who is the Son who gives us life, and Jesus who sets us free. And if Jesus, the Son, sets us free, we are free indeed. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us all. Amen.